Hello, my name is Brady Nemchek, and welcome to the Anarchista podcast. Today, we'll be covering the dispute over pine tar use in Major League Baseball. The issue of pine tar use with pitchers in the MLB has been a long disputed topic and has recently resurfaced after its explosion in the media when Michael Pinata was caught using the illegal substance during his start against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, the St. Louis Cardinals and McDonald's. Come join us at Big Mac Land at Busch Stadium on Tuesday, May 21st, for a chance to win a free Big Mac. Now I'd like to introduce you to my good friend and co-host, Caleb Bradley.
What's up, guys? It's Caleb here to talk to you about a very serious topic in the MLB. Brady here may disagree a little bit with what I have to say. So many pitchers today are using some kind of illegal substance, such as pine tar, for example. They say these substances to help improve their grip on the baseball on cold nights or help get a tighter break on their breaking balls. I do not believe that pine tar should be legal in the MLB because it helps enhance the pitcher's game.
However, I believe that the use of pine tar should not be restricted in the MLB for a multitude of reasons.
Many people may say that pine tar should be legal due to the frequent amount of pitchers that use it, but that does not give us a reason for it to be illegal.
Pine tar was outlawed in the MLB in 2002 in Major League Baseball Rule 8.02, which states, "The pitcher shall not apply a foreign substance of any kind to the ball." I honestly don't believe it should be outlawed in the MLB, let alone in any form of baseball. The substance is used mostly for an improved grip on the ball, especially in cold conditions. The substance is already legal for use on bats to improve the grip, so I don't see why it should be outlawed for only the pitchers. Not to mention, pine tar isn't just a life hack to solve all of your pitching problems. It completely changes the rotation of the ball, bringing a whole new method of pitching to the formula. Not to mention, if the use is legal for everyone, no one gets a strict advantage.
The thing is, if pine tar allows a different rotation of ball, why not just make pitches with that same rotation possible for pitchers to pitch without having the assistance of pine tar?
The MLB would in fact benefit from the substance's legality. They have already tried to create a ball with a better natural grip to safen the game and get via better control. However, pine tar has the same effect. Almost all major league pitchers already use some sort of illegal adhesive, but will not admit to it. As well as the leveling of the playing field universally, which most MLB pitchers already agree on.
However, many hitters don't necessarily want to go against a pitcher who can't control his fastballs and breaking balls and risks almost getting hit every at-bat.
The substance provides no more of an advantage than wearing longer cleats in wet/rainy weather. Major League Baseballs are already rubbed in mud to improve grip, not to mention rosin is already legal to help solve the same issues as pine tar can solve.
The reason rosin bags are legal is because it is a powdery substance, but pine tar is like a solidified liquid, along with Vaseline and other things pitchers use.
Pine tar is simply a safer alternative with universally better results, so I don't see the reasoning behind it being illegal in any form of baseball. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Anarchista podcast. Tune in Thursday for our next episode over whether gaming should be considered a sport or not. We release new episodes every other day of the week, so be sure to subscribe to stay tuned for more episodes 3 days a week. We would like to give one final thank you to today's sponsors, McDonald's and the St. Louis Cardinals. Be sure to pop out on May 21st for the next St. Louis Big Mac night at the ballpark. We hope to see you there.